When you walk into Mellow Moods, you might notice the hardwood floor, dark and even crooked and uneven in some places. There are chalkboards featuring food jokes, local artists have work hanging on the walls, and you can sit at a table or on a couch. The smells of frying eggs, fresh, warm bread, vegetables, blended fruits, and different cheeses waft through the air, mixing together. It's around brunch time.
I'm doing an egg burrito. So it's two fried eggs, peppers, onions, fresh salsa, house-made guacamole on a whole organic whole wheat tortilla.
That's Mike Davis, and he's the regular cook in the mornings.
My favorite drink, smoothie-wise, would have to be the Kauai Sunrise.
Up by the register, Jesse Wilt is making smoothies and juices.
Here we go, and I'm gonna try this. Good. No matter how long I've been making smoothies and juices, I still try to taste things because our produce does change all the time. We have different kinds of lemons, different kind of apples, different kind of kale. So you always want to make sure that you still taste test stuff. You can try that.
Oh wow, that's really good.
The juice I tried was called Morning Dew.
So the Morning Dew is fresh mint. It's cucumber. It's lemon and agave, so it's really refreshing and it kind of gives you all the minerals and the nutrients that you're kind of sweating out. It kind of instantly gives you that refreshing boost that you need.
We do all of our baking.
That's Phil Mastrangelo. He's the owner and founder of Mellow Moods, which he opened in 2007. He grew up just outside of Shepherdstown on the Maryland side of the Potomac River. Mastrangelo says he wanted to bring real, organic foods to people in a society stuffed to the gills with processed foods.
To get whole foods to people, it started as nothing but vegetarian, because that is the easiest whole food. Fruits and vegetables. They are by far the simplest whole foods just to slice up and start eating.
But eventually, he began offering things like organic chicken and wild salmon.
I didn't really want to jump in where everybody else was doing, and everyone else's menus have 90% meat, 10% vegetarian. I wanted to do 90% vegetarian, 10% meat. And it took off.
In summer, Mastrangelo gets most of his ingredients from local farmers, like Jimmy Foltz. I found Foltz at the local farmer's market, standing in front of a table full of potted herbs. He's known Mastrangelo for years.
I used to go over there and get some juices when he first opened up just as a juice shop. And as he built his business, my business kept building. And then I was like, why don't I grow some veggies for you, man? And he's like, yeah, do it. So we started about 3 years ago with me starting to grow more and more stuff vegetable-wise. But I've done everything organically since I've ever started, and I wanted to only do organic into an organic restaurant, and he is.
Owner Phil Mastrangelo says the restaurant gets food from other nearby farms, too.
I try to utilize as many as possible, mainly because I want as many local people to get my money as possible.
That's how the Red Rice and Hemp Burger came to be, to support a local business.
The Red Rice and Hemp Burger started with a friend's shop that was opening up, a hemp clothing store, and we wanted to do a special for them to help promote them, and just fell in love with it. And we make our own barbecue sauce, and we grill onions off. We have this amazing ciabatta bread, and the Red Rice and Hemp Burger was our first vegetarian burger.
The burger is a customer favorite, but so are other dishes.
Lox Sammy. Hands down, Lox Sammy.
This is Brian Albert. He says he comes into Mellow Moods 4 or 5 times a week.
It's wild salmon, wild smoked salmon, and it's really, really good. It's a great breakfast sandwich. It's probably the best breakfast sandwich I've ever had.
We've been coming in here for 3 years.
Brahm is another regular. His brunch date has just finished her egg sandwich.
I always get it. I love it.
Now we have a lot of confidence in Phil, the owner. You've been talking to him a little bit, but he's all about fresh and good ingredients and creativity and health and Mother Nature. So it's a pretty comfortable place to come in and eat. It really is.
Other customers say every time they come in, they have the egg burrito, maple quinoa, or vegan nachos. But Mastrangelo says one of his favorite dishes is a very Appalachian one, his ramp special once a year when they're in season.
We do all kinds of stuff with ramps. Ramp and potatoes is one of my favorites, but I love ramps. They are the first food that highly nutritious food that pops through in the spring.
It changes from month to month, but the menu always has a taste of the season and the region. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.